Hello and welcome to Kiwi Rider Podcast. My name is Ray Heron. Great to have you along. If this is the first of our podcasts you have listened to, please do go back and listen to the back catalogue. It is summer, and so we are living vicariously through a bunch of our contacts, people that we've heard have been doing riding. So we'll be catching up with another real Kiwi Rider this episode. But I want to remind you, Kiwi Rider magazine, absolutely free, and a new magazine out twice a month. You're not going to find it on the shelves at your local supermarket. Where you need to go is to kiwirider.co.nz. That's the website. Fill out the little form for a subscription and you'll get that magazine absolutely free twice a month in your inbox. You can read it online or you can download it as a PDF. And there's always over 150 pages of top-level, top-notch motorcycling content. Only brought down by the fact that sometimes there's a story from me in there, and that's just a bit average. So go to kiwirider.co.nz. My content, all of my stuff, goes up at motonz.com. That's the website. And we do a weekly video on YouTube. Search MotoNZ for the YouTube channel. Right, without further ado, time to catch up with a couple of names that you may or may not have heard of before. One of them, if you're anywhere near Wellington, I'd be surprised if you haven't heard of before. He works down at TSS Motorcycles, helping people out with motorcycles during the day. And I don't think he ever sleeps because he's always in a garage working on a motorcycle at night. Jimmy, how do I pronounce your last name again?
Mir.
I'm having a Mir.
Yeah, Jimmy, Robert Taylor would tell you it's Jimmy Nightmare. Phil Dark will tell you it's Jamie McNair. there's all sorts of ways. I don't take it too personally, mate. It's all good.
Jimmy, I love the attitude. You've been around motorcycles for a very long time, and I wouldn't go head to head with you in the garage working on a bike because I've seen what you do on social media. I've seen you around the track quite a bit in the last few years, but you haven't been on the bike yourself. Your young fella, Kieran, has been lending his hand to riding.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a difference for me from, you know, racing myself years and years and years, like eons ago, and then getting involved through my kids. It's very different to sit on the other side of the pit wall, I'll tell you that.
Is it more nerve-wracking knowing that you have no control about what's going on out there?
It's far more stressful. But at the same time, I think it's a lot more enjoyable because you get to see particularly the level of riding. Let's face it, these kids nowadays, these young people that are racing nowadays have got so much more ability and talent than what I had in my day. It's really, really cool to actually see them all come through the ranks and kick goals, and it's especially special when it's your own son, when it's your own offspring.
So Kieran's joining us as well. G'day, Kieran. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all good, yeah.
How old are you, bud?
15.
15. 15. When I was 15, I was still riding around on a Rally 20 or a BMX or something. What's it like to know that you're a bloody quick motorcyclist out there with you know, what are you riding?
Riding a RC390 in the 300 Super Sport class.
That's great. That's outstanding. How long have you wanted to do this, or have you been pushed into it by Dad?
I've wanted to do it for quite a while. I've always been quite into motorbike racing. Like, I started motocross when I was about 4 and really haven't wanted to give it up. So just...
Okay, so you've done a bit of motocross. What's the transition from motocross to circuit racing like?
It's different. It's quite different. It's sort of like, there's no really way to describe it. It's tricky to start with, but once coming from motocross to road racing, once you sort of get your head around how to ride a road bike, it sort of becomes quite easy, and you sort of carry a few techniques from motocross over to road racing that you probably wouldn't learn quite so fast on a road bike.
Have you got your license yet?
Nah.
Is it strange knowing that you can absolutely fang it around a track with the best part of 20 other bikes, I assume, but you can't go out those gates onto the road?
Yeah, it's quite frustrating. I'm quite looking forward to getting my license in about 4-ish months. So. Gonna
4 months.
Rip it up.
Whether it gets a bike or not is a different story.
Gonna have to talk nicely to Dad. All right, so you guys have been doing this for a couple of years now. I've seen you around the track. We meant to catch up last year following Suzuki Series, NZSBK, all those kind of rounds, but we never actually made it happen. So we're doing it this time, and I know you guys have just done a massive road trip down the South Island. Talk me through what you've done this season.
So this season we have done both 300 Super Sport and 150 Super Sport.
At NZSBK.
At NZSBK.
What did we do before that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm completely skipping ahead. So earlier in the year, I went over to Spain to try out for the Rebel Rookies Cup at the selection event at Wadix. Didn't get in, but it was still a pretty cool experience.
How wicked was that? Going all the way to Spain to ride... I mean, whether you're riding for them or not, you're riding Red Bull.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was very cool. It was quite a bit different to what you get here in New Zealand. Never really experienced anything like it.
Okay. Didn't have any luck. Probably didn't have a very good weekend, maybe?
No, not really. I couldn't really... It was cool, but I couldn't... I was a little bit too big for the selection event bikes they had there, and with only having two 15-minute sessions, I really couldn't get my head around the track quick enough. So I didn't do very well, but it was still a very, very cool experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you come back to New Zealand.
Yep. What did we do? We went... Oh, so came back straight from Rookies Cup, where the Rookies Cup selection was one thing, but we got to see some cool stuff over there. We went to Junior GP at Aragon and caught up with Cormac Buchanan and his dad, Stacey. Spent three days at Aragon and got to tour the AGR pits. Saw some really, really cool stuff. Like Junior GP does have... you know, there's Red Bull Rookies Cup riders in there. There's guys that are trying to make that stepping stone up to Moto 3 and Moto 2. So to be involved in that paddock was pretty special. So that weekend was actually probably a highlight, and even better than the Rookies Cup selection event, I would say. Kieran, at 6'1", he's just miles too big for a 250 GP bike. He dwarfs it. So that was cool. Coming back, we went pretty much straight into... We built a new bike this season, a new KTM RC 390, with help from a lot of good suppliers like Race Supplies and obviously Robert at KSS, Kiwi Suspension Solutions. And we grabbed a new KTM, new model KTM, and built that up, and then straight into Suzuki Series.
So you didn't... did you do Cemetery Circuit?
Nah, I'm not old enough for it yet.
It's a pretty gnarly circuit. I've heard some stories about that circuit.
Dad would know all about it.
Yeah, yeah. I've raced there. Kieran's very fortunate, and he's got guidance from an absolute incredible coach, Steve Bagshaw from Moto Academy New Zealand. And we have differing opinions. We're not differing opinions, but we're kind of on the fence as to how into street racing we get. It's cool in New Zealand because it's something that we do in New Zealand, and the racing is always phenomenal. But there's an element of risk with it that we kind of... It's going to be Kieran's decision. When he's old enough to street race, it'll be Kieran's decision whether he goes street racing or not. Even if he just goes to find his feet and decide whether he likes it, that's cool with me. But the element of risk is something that I don't know if I'm... As a parent, I don't know if I'm quite prepared for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the rounds of the Suzuki Series you did, talk us through those.
Oh, so we started off at Taupo. It was a interesting weekend. On the Friday, that was just the practice day.
Yeah.
Got down to quite good times. Can't quite remember what those were, but it was quite up front. Qualifying on Saturday, got P6, eh?
P6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the first race, got a bit of a good start, but sort of dropped back a little bit because others got an even better start. And I was right by the what lap was it? I think a second, third lap. I was right behind my good mate Nixon. And coming out of the final corner, I was right behind him trying to get a slipstream, and he high sighted right in front of me. And I had nowhere to really go, so I hit his bike, which launched me in the air, which sort of made me drift across and land right on his head, and sort of wasn't a very pretty crash. But he's all good now. I didn't ride for the rest of that day, but got back on the bike on Sunday with 150s and 300s. It was wet, and I just knocked a bit of the confidence off, so I didn't really. I think both 300 races I came 10th. And on the 150 I went second and first in the last race, which was a pretty good sort of good way to end the weekend.
Yeah, good way to bring back a bit of confidence. I mean, that would be pretty. I don't know if I'd ride after that, to be honest.
It wasn't pleasant. It was probably one of the worst weekends. It was one of those weekends where you question why do we do this sport. And we're very fortunate in that Kieran and Nixon are very close friends. I'm extremely close friends with Nixon's dad, Sloan, and we all, you know, we talked quite a bit after that meeting. All four of us amongst ourselves and you know, questioned why we do this sport and made sure that it was the boys' decision that they're doing it for the right reasons, for their reasons, not mine and Sloan's reasons, you know. So, it was tough, but we bounced back at Manfield, didn't we? We did good at Manfield. Manfield was good.
Yeah. That was actually quite a good weekend. Can't remember quite where I qualified.
I think fifth or sixth again.
Yeah, something like that.
It's all right. I'm aware that we're making you recount a lot of memory here.
yeah. You'll have to edit all the boring stories out. But Manfield was a good weekend. It was once again mixed conditions, rain and dry, and we had some bike problems and some bike setup problems that we got on top of. I think you qualified maybe fifth or sixth. I think you finished maybe seventh in the first race.
Yeah, I think that seventh, yep. I think. Yeah.
Had a massive battle with Billy Fuller in the first race, which was really cool. And then, and then we had a setup issue, which caused a little crash in the second race. And then I can't even remember where you finished in the third, but it was cool. It was actually a better weekend.
Nice, nice. And that pretty much rounds us off for North Island racing for the season, doesn't it?
Yep, that's the North Island done. It's only two rounds. Well, the first two rounds, I should say, of NZSBK are run in conjunction with the Suzuki International Series, and it's really cool because we get to ride on our, well, should we call them local tracks? There's nothing local to Wellington, but it was good. And then a little break for Christmas, and then straight down south for the next two rounds, which was, where were we? We were Ruapuna and Christchurch, and then Levels the weekend after in Timaru.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I think I on your behalf, would like to shout out to management top level brass at TSS for giving you so much time off to go and do these events, because I'm like, dude, is the guy ever at work? And having a job myself, I know what it's like. You know, you've got to be working to make the money to live. It's bloody good of them to let you bugger off down to the South Island for so much time and have such a what seems like an absolute adventure.
Well, it's a bone of contention, Ray, because Stuart has been a very, very long, you know, TSS Motorcycles and Stuart Robwell obviously have been a very, very big supporter of Kieran's racing his whole life, and we are more fortunate than most that Kieran affords me, Stuart affords me the time to go and do these things. Because you're right, it's a massive commitment to do this much travelling. Not so much, you know, the money's one thing, but the time, as you point out, is massive. Like, yeah, it's huge. Going to the South Island for two weekends is, you know, it's 2 weeks off work, and then to have to go back another month later is another week off work to ride 3 days. So we are very fortunate in that respect.
So talk us through, first round was Ruapuna. Is it still Power Built Tools Raceways, or is it gone back to Ruapuna now?
Euromark.
We're Euromark now. Crikey, I can't keep up.
Euromark, yep. So Euromark Raceway, Ruapuna. And it was cool. It was really, really good. There was lots of entries. The weather we thought was going to be better, and I think it was. Did we have dry races?
I think it was dry both race days. The Friday was very, very wet, so I didn't actually get to ride much. But, both race days were dry.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, while everyone wants to race in the dry, Kieran's results are always better in the wet. And we can't work it out because Kieran doesn't want to ride. Well, he'd prefer to ride in the dry, but his results are always better in the wet. So
is it motocross training coming through, or what do you reckon?
I think it has an element of it to that. Like I think a bit more confidence on sort of more loose, sort of slippery ground because of the motocross. Because motocross, no grip. I think it just sort of has a element of extra confidence in the wet to road riding.
Okay. So not a bad weekend in Christchurch. And where to after that? Down to Inver? No, you went to Levels?
Levels after that, And it was stinking hot. Like, you're talking, I think when we arrived on the Thursday to set up, it was 32 degrees or something like that. So it was like being back in Spain, actually. I loved it. Levels was cool. The results at Levels weren't, for the 300 class, the Levels results weren't what we kind of hoped for. But it was a new track for us. We'd never been there. So we had no setup data or anything like that. And honestly, we probably struggled against the local guys. They were just considerably faster than us. But it was a very, very cool weekend. Really, really cool track. Really good fun.
And then you had a couple of weeks off. I think you left the bikes down on the South Island and then went back to Invercargill for Burt Munro.
Yeah. So we actually towed. I intended to leave the bikes down there, but we decided that it was prudent to book the ferry back with the trailer just in case anything happened at Levels, which it turned out it did in the 150 class. Unfortunately, Kieran had a coming together with another rider and wrecked the 150, but we've got that all fixed now. But so we towed the trailer both ways. So getting back down to Invercargill was, I don't know how far it is. What is it, 1,000 Ks or something? She's a big old drive down to the Burt. But what a fantastic festival the Burt Munro Challenge is, eh? Just so cool.
I've never been myself. It's always been one of those bucket list things. I've always wanted to go, but it's just never quite happened. What events did you enter?
Only the race days. We were going to enter the beach race on my motocross bike, but decided not to just because I probably didn't want to tie myself out because it was on the Friday and then I've got 2 days of racing afterwards. Didn't want to really tie myself out with that sort of stuff. So just the racing.
And you didn't have any thoughts about the hill climb?
Nah, I don't. Would I be able to do that? I don't know.
I don't even know if you could enter the hill climb, to be honest, because it's a street race thing.
Ah,
but,
right.
But it's crossed my mind, but it's 46 seconds of riding up a slippery wet hill and bluff. given our previous results and problems this season, I didn't want to risk wrecking another bike, particularly while NZSBK was incorporated at the Burt Munro. So we elected just to ride in the 300 Supersport class at Teretonga. And Teretonga's, it's weird, but Teretonga's probably, that'd be our favourite track, eh?
Probably, yeah. Definitely out there. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question, actually, because Teretonga is the first track I ever went on. I've actually never been on track on a bike, but in cars, Teretonga was my stomping ground way back in the day. It was a whole lot of fun. So Teretonga is your favourite track?
Yeah, I quite like it. It's one of those tracks that's just I sort of just clicked with first time because I did it, of course, last year, and I think that was best results, eh?
Yep.
Yeah, last year. So it's one that I'm not too bad at. And this year, actually, I got my best results there as well. I got a fifth in the 300 Super Sport race in the wet race, race two. So it's a track that I sort of gel with, and I just quite enjoy it. It's cool going through that turn one.
It's a long turn, eh?
Yeah, it's real long. Just leant over for so long. I think, must be like 12 seconds of just having it constantly leant over. It's cool.
Don't quote me, but I think I heard a fact a few years ago that Teretonga is one of the last tracks in the world that was designed by a man on a tractor with a bulldozer blade.
It wouldn't surprise me. Like, the facilities, I love the track. It's such a contrast, because we go to Teretonga and then in 2 weeks' time we're at Hampton Downs, and you go to Teretonga and the toilet blocks are old concrete water tanks turned upside, you know, with holes cut out of them, and there's no pit buildings, and it's
everything's, you know, on the inside of the track.
Yeah, it's kind of like Pukekohe. You once you get into the track and you get into the pits, the gates are closed, and that's your world for the whole day. You know, you don't get to leave the infield of the track, and it's got a real cool old school Kiwi feeling about it. The weather leaves a lot to be desired, but you know, you go from bright sunshine and 20 degrees to 12 degrees and sideways rain in the space of 30 seconds. So it's challenging from that point of view, but honestly, it's just such a cool place. And I think what really makes it is Southland people, man. Like, the Southlanders are just, they're so hospitable and so friendly, and everyone you meet is genuinely interested in making sure you have the best experience in Southland. And I think that's what makes the Burt Munro so special, is everyone travels from all over the country and they go and they experience all the sights and all the events and everything like that. But most of all, you experience Southland hospitality, and it's just so cool. It's just such a cool festival.
Nice. Okay. What's coming up for the rest of summer?
Pretty much we've got Hampton Downs, not far away, about
two weeks for Motorfest.
Yeah. And I think that'll be last round of NZSBK. And so that'll be 300s or 150s. I'm going to see if I can try and win the 150 championship, because I'm in contention for it. So we'll see how that goes. But other than that, not really much else, is there?
And then we're straight into Victorium, the TSS Motorcycles Victoria Motorcycle Club Championship again for March, April, May. So then we might have a rest.
Yeah, a rest in May. Take the winter off, or maybe get back on a dirt bike.
Yeah, his mum will have something to say about that.
Fantastic. Kieran Meir, that's a name that you need to watch, because I'm expecting big things. And if you don't win, you're out of the family, Kieran.
No, you can't say that, because I never won anything.
But you were out of the family a long time ago, weren't you?
I was kicked out a long time ago. I'm just the guy that pays the bills now, mate.
Kieran, builds a bike. If people want to follow you on social media, how do they find you, bud?
So my Instagram is kdog106. Is it NZ, or is it just kdog106?
kdog106NZ.
And then my Facebook page is Kieran Meir Racing. And that's just the two social medias that sort of follow the racing side of things, pretty much.
Can you do me a favour, once you've finished the final round of the 150 series and won, can you get back in touch and let me know how you did? Maybe we do an update story?
Absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant.
I'll be very keen for that.
Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Listeners, go and see Jimmy if you're ever in Wellington. TSS Motorcycles, KTM, Suzuki, Triumph. What else you got, Jimmy?
Oh, we got KTM, Indian, Triumph, Suzuki. Indian. We've got 80 used bikes in stock. We've got the... What else have we got? We've got the Lower North Island's largest parts and accessories department.
Massive parts and accessories department. And I remember the days when nobody opened on Sundays, and TSS went, you know what? We're opening on Sundays. Now everyone's open on Sundays. You guys are trendsetters.
I've never been referred to as a trendsetter before. Ray, you've seen my haircut, but thanks very much. And honestly, thanks to Kiwi Rider Podcast for having a chat. It's really, really cool.
And that about wraps up the show. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you like this podcast or you didn't, leave a comment. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. Helps other people find it, and share this podcast with a riding buddy of yours. The magazine, Kiwi Rider Magazine, absolutely free, and a new edition twice a month. Go to kiwirider.co.nz. Nice and simple. My content, motonz.com, is the website, and new video every week at YouTube. Just search MotoNZ. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. I've been Ray. This is Kiwi Rider Podcast. Keep the rubber side down, throttle on, and we'll catch you in 7 days' time.